Any issues? It's okay. I think we all have printouts, or at least the folks in the room. So, all right.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
All right. Good afternoon. I call to order this meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee for Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Before we start, I'd like to introduce the members of the committee. Please respond present when I call your name. Robert Hogue.
Robert.
Gene Steven Solman.
Present.
All right. Dennis Tucker.
Present.
Thomas Uram. Herman is here. Herman, are you
present.
Here? Present. Heidi Westwheat. Okay, well, we are waiting for the other members of the committee to call in. I need to report that four of us are flying or otherwise unable to attend. And the four committee members who cannot be here are Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Eric Jansen, Michael Moran, and Donald Scarinci. Do we have any...
Actually, at this point, without a quorum, there isn't much business you can do.
No, okay. This is Robert Hogue. I'm here.
Okay, Robert, you're here?
Yes.
So I'm missing
Heidi
and Tom.
Yes, unfortunately, the quorum for this meeting is, in fact, seven. And so until we have seven members, this is essentially an administrative meeting. And so you can't even go so far as to approve minutes.
Okay. May I ask for the other members of the press who are on the phone?
Certainly.
All right. Are there members of the press who are on the phone?
Paul Dave Harper.
Okay. And
Paul Jilks with Coin World.
I'm sorry, say again.
Paul Jilks, Coin World.
Hey, Paul.
Dave Harper, Numismatic News.
Okay.
Michael, from the Numismatist.
I'm sorry, who from the Numismatist?
Caleb Noel.
Okay, Caleb.
Mike Gunter with Coin News.
Happy New Year to all of you. Do we have any Mint staff that is on the phone?
I believe we should have some folks from Philadelphia. If you're at Philadelphia attending this call, can you state your name?
Joseph Mena.
Hi, Joe. That's it.
Okay, thanks,
Joe. I believe Heidi might be on now.
Heidi, are you with us?
I'm here.
You're here, okay. And so we are just missing Gene.
Tom
Uram, sorry.
Is Tom on the call?
Okay, so it continues to be an administrative meeting.
Yes, I'm going to try to reach Tom.
Okay.
If folks on the call don't just mind holding just for a minute or two while we try to reach Tom, that would be great. And in the meantime, if you're not speaking, if you could please ensure your phone is muted, that would be great.
Okay, April also, this is Darryl Delaney from the Mint on the line as well.
Thank you, Darryl. And we have Ann Bailey here.
Okay, we're waiting for you. Thanks.
While we're waiting for Tom to dial in, we should have our liaison with American Memorial Park, Theo Shargulov. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Good morning and good afternoon, both to you. Thank you for joining us very much.
And what time is it where you are?
It's only 6 a.m. It's all right.
Oh, second cup of coffee time. Okay, thank you for...
6 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow, yeah.
All right.
Tom said he will be calling in.
Mm-hmm. I spoke with him yesterday.
Well, he literally just said he'd be calling in just a moment ago.
Oh, okay.
I lost track of time. Tom, are you there?
He's calling all the way from Pennsylvania.
And Madam Chair, Pam Bohr, who's the design manager, she's with us as well. Should there be any additional questions about the portfolio?
We will ask. Did you actually call Tom?
I did.
And?
I just spoke to Tom. He said he lost track of time. He'd call in later.
I'm in.
Hey, we have a quorum.
We have quorum.
Thank you.
Excellent.
No problem. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. I am Mary Lannan. I will chair today's meeting. And today the CCAC will consider the following items. We will look at the letters to the secretary and the minutes from two meetings of October 18th and October 25th. And we will review the redone designs for the American Memorial Park quarter design descriptions. And then we've got some administrative and future plans that we're going to talk about. So do I have a motion from someone to approve the letter to the secretary and the minutes from the 18th and the 25th of October?
So moved, Robert Hogue.
Okay, Robert, do you want to be second?
What?
I said, Robert, you came in second, and so you're going to be that, and Herman moved to approve the minutes.
Okay, I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, the minutes are taken care of. April, why don't I toss it over to you? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
And you'll discuss the 2019 coin designs for the Northern Mariana Islands.
Yes, this is the second round of designs that the committee is considering for American Memorial Park. You reviewed the initial candidate designs at this past September meeting, as well as the CFA. We did receive recommendations from both the CCAC and the CFA. However, after closer review of the reference materials submitted with that preferred design, the Mint determined that the central device was not sufficiently original for this program. So, accordingly, the Mint has produced another portfolio of designs, worked with the site liaison to prepare the new portfolio that is being presented here today. Based on the feedback from both committees as well as the liaisons, these new candidate designs focus on the elements that held the most meaning for this site, specifically the flag, circle, and court of honor, along with a cultural or human element. Just a little bit of background about American Memorial Park in the Northern Mariana Islands. This park honors the thousands of American and indigenous Chamorros and Carolinians of the Northern Mariana Islands who gave their lives during the Marianas campaign of World War II. It serves as a living legacy and honors the sacrifices made during the campaign at three distinct locations within the park, one of them being the Memorial Court of Honor and Flag Circle. The island was secured by U.S. forces on July 9th, affording the Allies a very strategic victory whereby Japanese supply and communication lines were cut off and B-29 bombers could now launch from this location in range of the Japanese mainland. So I would ask that the CCAC members refer to their printed out materials and we'll move through the candidate designs. Design 1 features a Marine Honor Guard near the Court of Honor and Flag Circle, paying respect to those who sacrificed their lives during the Mariana campaign of World War II. Design 2 features a male Marine Honor Guard and a female Navy officer near the Court of Honor and Flag Circle, representing the coordination of all land and sea forces from the Pacific battles. They pay respect to the American servicemen who sacrificed their lives during the Marianas campaign of World War II. Designs 3 through 6 all depict a young Chamorro woman wearing traditional dress, approaching the flag circle with an offering of flowers. In Design 4, she rests her hand on the plaque whose text honors the sacrifice of those who died in the liberation of Saipan. A design from this grouping is preferred by the liaison as they feel it strikes the best balance of honoring the memorial as well as the native cultures. Design 7 portrays a young Carolinian man and Chamorro woman in ceremonial dress standing in front of the Court of Honor and Flag Circle at American Memorial Park, holding a wreath of native flowers. Design 9 represents the juxtaposition of a World War II soldier in engagement with the enemy against the backdrop of the flag circle and plumeria flowers. Design 10 portrays a member of the military saluting the Court of Honor and the flags of the service branches that participated in the Battle of Saipan. Design 11 depicts the flag circle above a spray of tropical flowers. Designs 12 and 13 feature views of the Court of Honor and flag circle. And finally, Design 14 showcases a view of the Court of Honor and flag circle framed by a wreath of plumeria flowers and leaves. As mentioned earlier, we have our liaison with American Memorial Park, Mr. Theo Shargoloff, with us on the phone. Theo, would you like to say a few words about this portfolio?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for that great introduction to our park. You know, our park was established in 1978, pretty much as you said it. As far as the designs go, our park had an opportunity. We've gone through three superintendents, and actually our new superintendent will be flying in tonight. So Barbara Alberti has also had a chance to review these. And so at the park level, we just went through a foundation document, which is like a mini general management plan. We're going through some site designs and discussions with partner groups, and we felt that designs MP2, 3 through 6 kind of strike the best balance between our park's enabling legislation, park mission, as well as commemorating the contributions through a more inclusive view of the Marianas people. And it does also look like the types of events and the types of commemoration ceremonies we have at the Court of Honor, which is pretty much one of our signature locations within the park.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Theo. Because we have quite a few designs to go through, I'd like to call the number of designs down to things that we actually would like to talk about. So I'm going to read off the numbers, and if someone wants to keep it and talk about it, please say yes. If not, we will pass it by. Design number one, keep or reject?
Yeah.
Keep. Design number two.
Keep, Dennis.
Designs 3 through 6.
Keep.
Okay. Design 7.
Keep.
Please identify yourself for the record,
Jean.
Please.
Keep, it's Robert Hogue.
Jean. And keep is Jean.
Design number 9.
Keep, Dennis.
Design number 10. 10 is out. Design number 11. Design number 11 is out. Designs 12 and 13. Out. Design 14.
Keep, Dennis.
Madam Chair, we do have some notes about some of these designs. I don't know if you'd find it helpful to
that
share.
Would be wonderful.
Some liaison had some.
Would you do that, please?
Sure. And Theo, if I'm mischaracterizing any of these comments about the designs that are remaining for consideration, please don't hesitate to add. Regarding design one, so just to let you know, the artist did intend this soldier to be of Chamorro descent. I'm not sure that that's as strongly conveyed as the liaison might like, but we can address that as it's discussed. Design 2, both figures are intended to be of Chamorro descent, but that can be discussed. Again, we've talked about designs 3, 4, 5, and 6 being preferences of the liaison. We also have design 7. The liaison did have some concerns with this particular design because they are in ceremonial dress, and this would not be something that would be seen. You would not see the Chamorros in the ceremonial dress in conjunction with this memorial. That's much more appropriate for a cultural festival, which is why the designs where the young girl is wearing traditional dresses, in their opinion, more appropriate. Design 9, just from the liaison's point of view, there's a concern that it doesn't convey a sense of place as well as some of the others. Without seeing the full flag circle, this might be any military scene. Design 10 is out, 11, 12. And finally, 14, there was no particular comment from the liaison.
Thank you very much. Dennis, have you marshaled your thoughts, and would you like to begin?
I have, and I would be honored to. Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, very good.
This is Dennis.
Well, as I was going through this portfolio, first of all, forgive me, I want to thank our liaisons for their input, and thanks to the Mint staff as well for all your work on this portfolio. As I was going through these designs, I looked for a few specific factors. If I put on my marketing hat for a moment, I think that any of the designs that show military figures or military action are going to have a built-in audience. So if we look at the designs purely from a popularity standpoint, and how many of the silver 5-ounce coins the Mint will be able to sell, I think 1 and 2 are very strong. And number 9, I think, has some merit along those lines as well. Number 2 shows land and sea military forces. We've got the Marines and the U.S. Navy, so there are two big audiences that are built in for that design. And I also appreciate the fact that the service members depicted are of Chamorro descent. As I mentioned, I think in one of our last meetings, there are 20 million Asian Americans living in the United States and its territories, and one of the missions of the United States Mint is connecting America through coins. So I appreciate the fact that that cultural background is depicted in those figures. The second factor that I looked for, I was drawn to those designs that incorporate the Plumeria. This is, of course, is the territorial flower of the Northern Mariana Islands, and the Plumeria is used to make leis, which are used to decorate people for emotional reasons, for greeting, for farewell, love, friendship, appreciation, recognition. So for this reason, I think the Plumeria is a very strong symbol for the American Memorial Park. And there are several of these designs that use the flowers. So looking at those two factors, the military figures or military action, plus the Plumeria, that's what led me to number 9, actually, as one of my strongest preferences. I appreciate our liaison's comments about this not going or not conveying a sense of specific place. I think we can get around that by observing that the flags and their positioning does, in my view, convey the sense of the Court of Honor. And then, as I mentioned, numbers 1 and 2. Also show military figures. They don't have the flowers, but I think that there are certain strengths to those two designs. And number 14, I called out just because there's something about the garland design of the flowers that struck me as being, I think this would make a nice medal I know that the size of the flags would be too delicate for a quarter dollar. We're dealing with a planchet that's much too small to really make use of that design, but I wanted to I just wanted to point out that I think that that's an attractive design. So my strongest recommendations would be for number 9 or number 2.
Thank you, Dennis. Robert Hoag.
Hello. Thank you, Madam Chairperson. First of all, these parts of the designs are really very attractive, but I'm always troubled by having so many military themes, and I'm afraid that ethnicity, as shown by the military figures in numbers 1 and 2, perhaps even in 9 and 10, really wouldn't come across that well in the size of a coin. My favorite of all of these actually is number 7. I understand the recommendation that the committee about this, the liaisons regarding the ceremonial dress, but I don't really see that as necessarily being a problem, because ceremonial dress be something that shows honor. It could be a special occasion, and this has part of a wreath, number 7, showing the local flowers, the palmeria, and so on. Basically, however, flagpoles, I think, are not really very good designs for coins. This is going to be a problem for these. So, something we probably think about for the future, recommend that artists try to pay some of a site where flagpoles are so evident. We've got so many military themes. The numbers 3 are very attractive because of the young girl. Unfortunately, I don't really like seeing designs where people show their back to the audience. You can just, we get the picture, but not a great coin design. Of these, I think number 4 is the most attractive, where the young lady has her back less for the viewer. I think, as I say, number 7 would probably be my favorite of these, in spite of the fact that this is ceremonial dress. I'd observe that the dress of the Marine and the Naval, numbers 1 and 2, are actually not really appropriate for showing battle for Saipan and the loss of life and so on in World War II. We wouldn't have seen people wearing their formal dress uniforms during World War II, I don't believe. In any case, number 9 is quite with a military theme. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Jean, would you like to speak next?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I want to tell the Mint artists that I think they had and they do have a very difficult job in portraying this particular memorial, and I want to compliment them on their second go around with this. I think it's a very difficult challenge for us to look at these and choose one. I agree with Dennis and many of his comments, but also I feel strongly about designs 3 through 6 and number 7. I'm bewildered that we have a problem with the ceremonial dress in number 7, because I thought that was probably the strongest, most loving portrayal of this memorial park. I think we have the native people there. We have, respect for the park and those who sacrificed their lives, and also a bit of the memorial behind them. This was the one that keeps coming back to me. I agree with Robert in his opinion that the back of the woman is not necessarily something we enjoy seeing. I think that number four of that group is the most pleasing. But I'm going to, I'm sorry to go against our stakeholders' request, but I do think number seven makes a better coin. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Heidi?
Thank you. I'm going to be brief and say that my favorite design is design number one. I think it's aesthetically pleasing, the way the rifle echoes the upright verticals of the flag, a harmonious pattern. The ethnicity of the soldier can be adjusted in the sculpt at the mint, and I don't think that that's enough reason to reject the entire design if the stakeholder feels that the face is not quite right. That's something that can be adjusted later. Design number two, while I appreciate the inclusion of a woman, from a technical standpoint, both sculpturally and for metal flow in production, it's really a lot heavy on the left side with all those layers of shape of the two figures and then the saluting arm. It causes problems to try to reduce that to the extremely shallow format of a quarter. So while the drawing may be nice and the idea is nice, technically it does pose challenges that would then compromise the aesthetics of the finished product. Design number six, which the stakeholder referenced before, it's not my favorite design, but I don't have any problem with it. And if they think that that suits their goals, I'm supporting of that. Design number seven is nice, but the upward angle of the faces, again, when you reduce this to the extremely shallow quarter, that foreshortening of the chin is really difficult to do, and it can look distorted in the coin. So I would stray away from that one. That concludes my comment.
Heidi, do you feel that the distortion of the chin in number seven can be addressed in the sculpt? Just
it's not a matter of the skill of the sculptor. The adjustment would have to be actually moving the faces down. But the gesture of the bodies is they are looking upwards with pride. So it serves the purpose of a motion to have their faces up, but then it poses a technical difficulty in the sculpting. So if we put their faces back down so it's easier to sculpt and looks better, then we lose the gesture, which is the emotion of it. So I would just default to one of the other designs that doesn't need that kind of adjustment.
Okay, thank you very much. Tommy Ram?
Thank you, Madam Chair. In listening to my colleagues go over this, I do like, if I was going to pick one of the stakeholder choices, I agree with number four more so than three, five, or six, simply because you do have somewhat of her face being able to show some emotion there, which I thought was appropriate. I agree. I do like number one if we're going to go to the military theme. I think having one officer and what is happening, once again, with the size of the quarter, I think you would lose. You'll lose a lot of your depiction if we have too much. And that's what draws me away from number seven. It looked more like a Hawaiian wedding coin than it did to me any memorial or anything. We'll just lose too much of it in the design. So I didn't think that I kind of agreed with the stakeholders that and there's just so much going on there that I'm going to lean more towards number one and number four. And I do like 14. I thought that 14 had a wonderful design. It would look great on a quarter. And it's kind of a frame within a frame when you use this wreath with the flowers and so forth. So it's... I think it would really, I think it could really have some possibility on the size of the planchet that we're looking at here. It could really be a little bit unique. So, Eileen, if we're going to go to thinking of the military side, I agree, number one. If we're going to think of the stakeholder preference, number four, if we're going to think of something really different that would maybe pop and make you think, I really like design 14. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thanks so much, Tom. Herman, would you like to add to this?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would have to say I don't know if you can even hear me. I really appreciated all the comments of my colleagues. I have to say I found this a very difficult choice myself. And I'd have to say my first instinct when I went over all these was number 7, because I feel a coin should be rather unique, and we have so many military coins all the way around. And I had not realized that number 1 was supposed to look like a Chamorro person, so I'm not sure how effective that would come across. But I'm also not a sculptor, and so I can see where you might have some concerns with number 7. So my first choice would be number 7. I would be happy to go along with number 4, which I think is a very effective and compelling design. You see the partial face, but not the back. So, I'm looking forward now to see how the people will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Theo, may I ask you another question? A lot of people here seem to like the starkness of number 1. If we could, in the sculpt, adjust to make it more obvious that he is a native Chamorro. How do you feel about that compared with what you were normally looking at, which is the young girl in 3 through 6, but who has her back to us?
I think going over and listening to everybody, I think maybe the emphasis on the face, I think that was maybe the sculptor or the artist was thinking about making a relevant regional face. Out here, I mean, myself also being half Chamorro, being Chamorro is almost a political definition. My mother is Korean by blood. I'm a product of a Vietnam-era family, but ever since the 1950s, post-World War II, and with the Organic Act in Guam, the establishment of what Chamorro looks like is depends on who you ask. We have strong German influence here, Japanese, Chinese, everything you can think of, and so we run the gamut. As far as the face goes, I hear the comments about the face, and I'm thinking that, it seems like if we're going through an option that looks at the place plus people, it is more effective to show a face, especially if you're trying to convey feeling and emotion.
So you're speaking of the face in number 1 or the faces, plural?
Well, faces in 1, 4, or 7. I understand the back to the audience. Frankly, even the difference between those three designs in terms of discussion at the park, we're not looking at, like, gross jumps and preference. I think the park looked at those three, 1, 2, 3 through 6, and 7, as a very narrow margin of victory. If there was any one of those, and frankly, we understood from the beginning we're not the voting party. If it were any one of those, it would be a good quarter, and the Mint would do a good job, and we would be honored just to have one, and we'd have a big press release ceremony, all that. I don't think at the park level we're really hung up on how Chamorro the face is, and, frankly, he looks more like me, which is a mestizo, which is a half local. I look exactly like that guy.
Okay. so you're kind of leaning toward number 1, huh?
Yeah. I think what the comments I heard about the appropriateness of the dress uniform, I mean, yes, that is what it looks like when a young Marine stands there at the Court of Honor on Memorial Day or Veterans Day. That's what it looks like. The visitor will see that. The visitor can see that Court of Honor from maybe a half mile to a mile away. When it's lit, it looks like that. And when people are on site, doing a commemorative ceremony. They will see a soldier, whether it's ROTC, whether it's some local kid, honor guard. It'll look like that. But I think, you know, a lot of what we were going back to, and no disrespect to the comments about the military. We are in Military Park. We are here to commemorate the American who passed away during the battle, as well as the sacrifices of the Marianas people. We have that mission stronger on Guam, where we are broader at war in the Pacific, but at American Memorial Park, it is very specific to the American soldiers. At the same time, I guess looking at a more inclusive perspective and not really getting caught up in the type of dress, the dress of the girl in 3 through 6, the mestiza, seemed more or less not a ceremonial wear. That's something that someone during the 1940s would wear to school or wear to church. We don't wear palm fronds all day, you know, like we don't have grass skirts, but the post-Spanish colonial era would have had this very flowy floral dress and a lace top. And the marmar that she's wearing, the headdress she's wearing, is also indicative of the Carolinian people. On Saipan, more than Guam, there's a very strong dual ethnicity identity with Carolinians, who are outer islands, as well as the Chamorro, which are from the larger Mariana Islands. And having her wear the marmar, which is a headdress, kind of has that balance. I know in 7 they're doing the same thing, but the gentleman's kind of wearing something you would wear in a very lively dance. Like I always imagine, I think it's more yappies. I imagine, I heard Hawaiian wedding, I think of the haka from South Samoa, where they're yelling and slapping their body. I'm thinking of that. So at this point, I really don't, you know, between all those comments and designs, we really don't, there's a very small margin of preference here. We were thinking of more inclusivity. We do like the idea of showing something that represents the local community, and I think that's something that the local governor and government also looked at when going through the second round of design. I hope that helps. I'm not really.
Oh yeah, no, it does. So even though the the couple in number 7 may be more festively dressed, it's not inappropriate dress wear.
I think what he's saying
it's not really inappropriate. It's just, I mean, that guy wouldn't be wearing that to the job, you know, and he'd wear it maybe for the 2 hours. And I think it's more about the tone, you know. At our court of honor, the tone is solemn. The tone is memorial. At an opening of our visitor center, that's what they were wearing. So when we opened our visitor center in 2005, they were dancing in front of the visitor center. When we go to the court of honor, like with the Japanese emperor and empress, everyone's bowing their head and looking down. I heard the comment about looking down versus looking up. Most people are looking down.
Okay.
It's almost like prayer.
So it is more somber because it is recognizing the people who died. Okay.
Yeah, the names of the dead are on that court of honor, surrounding the court of honor. It's not a complete list, but it's basically, I forget the word here locally, but it's kind of like a place to go to honor the dead.
Like an outdoor church. Sort of.
Essentially, yeah.
Memorial.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, thank you for enlightening us further. Okay, so I've heard what my compatriots have had to say, and the last comments that Theo made leads me to not want to vote for number 7, because it doesn't really reflect the seriousness of the memorial. I hear what Heidi says about making a striking coin out of number 1. And I hear what a lot of us are saying, that we do happen to like number 4, which is also the liaison's preference. I like it because it actually, this number 4, we see a little bit more of her face to the side, but we also see the words Court of Honor, which is only on 2 of the 4 designs. And I think that that's important. So I would vote between number 1 and number 4. And now to get to the voting issue, we do not have scorecards. So we can either make a motion to accept one of the designs that the liaison preferred, which would be 3 through 6, or we can go and make another motion to keep number 1 or even number 7. Any thoughts?
Madam Chair, this is Jean. Jean. I believe that after listening to everyone speak, I believe we should really seriously consider number 4. It speaks to everything that the liaison is commenting on, and it also it is a lovely design. I find the flags there probably a little easier to strike. I think that the artist will have a good representation of the girl and the flowers. So I think we should seriously think of number 4.
Is that a motion?
Is that a motion, Jean?
I'll make it a motion.
Please do.
I move that we
recommend
number 4.
And seconded by Herman?
Yes.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Aye.
Who's?
No, it's not.
You may want to pull the members.
Who is? Okay, I got to pull the members.
Is there any discussion first?
Is there any discussion about this at all?
This is Dennis. I have a comment.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I didn't discuss 3 through 6 in my initial comments, but I was drawn to these designs when I reviewed the portfolio. The ones that I preferred were actually 3, 5, and 6 because they show the girl presenting flowers, which I think of as more of a memorial action rather than just her observational stance in number 4. Of course, in number 4, she does have her hand symbolically placed upon the names engraved on the memorial. So I don't know if these are salient points, things to think about, the use of the memorial use of the flowers that she's presenting to the Court of Honor in 3, 5, and 6.
Okay, thank you for your comment, Dennis. I would like to go through by name for the vote on Jean's motion, which was seconded by Herman, that we accept the liaison's preference of number 4 as our design. Robert Hoag, yes or no?
No.
Okay, Jean Steven Solman.
Yes.
Yes. Dennis Tucker.
Yes.
Thomas Uram.
Yes.
Herman Viola.
Yes.
Heidi Wasquit.
I like the comments about the flowers, but I'm still going to go with 4 because I like that you see the profile of her face. So, yes on 4.
And I am a yes. So the motion passes with 1 abstention, and we have picked MP2... With 1 nay, and we have picked MP2-04 as our artwork.
Recommendation.
As a recommendation. Thank you very, very much. Okay. April, would you like to leap in here and
yes. Before we go on, I wanted to thank Theo again very, very much. That concludes our portion discussing these candidate designs. So you're welcome to start your day or hang on with us and listen to more Coin Talk.
All right. Yeah, I actually have another meeting in 15 minutes, but I appreciate everyone's comments, and thank you very much. You all have a good day.
Thank you as well.
Thank you.
We have 2 members of our product team with us to discuss proposals of potential United States Mint programs. The first is a proposal for a presidential silver medal series. So I'd like to ask Ann Bailey to talk a little bit about that.
So several years ago, we received permission to do our presidential medals in silver. We have used that authority to make those silver medals for several special products. The Coin and Chronicle sets that were done with some of the presidential dollar coins. At this time, we're going to begin doing the silver medals for all of our presidential medals. So we plan to offer the first two in 2018, and then at a pace of about four a year, do the rest to catch up, so that it gives people another alternative to the bronze. We think it'll sell very well. So we're beginning that process to utilize that authority that we've had.
The planchet?
And it will be on the same planchet as the American Eagle Silver. So the 999 silver, it's approximately... Hmm?
1 ounce or is it more?
It's about an ounce, and it's about an inch and a half, almost. It's not exact. Those aren't the exact specs, but it is the Silver Eagle planchet that we would use for these.
And proof for uncirculated...
We anticipate these being proofs. Unless there's a manufacturing issue, and they're looking at the designs as they stand to see if there's any that they see that being problematic for, because we want them to be consistent.
And so are we looking at new art for this?
No.
Okay.
We are not. It will be the same designs that are on our bronze presidential medals. But we have found through sales and through some of our customer outreach that there's an audience that wants the precious metal. They want them in silver as opposed to the bronze.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly think that our presidents are worthy of that, and we want to make that option available.
Okay.
We anticipate these to be available into perpetuity. It's not something that'll come and go. It's something we will leave on our product list. So
essentially like struck to order. So if George Washington is so popular, we need to make... 200,000, we'll make 200,000.
We will, yes.
All right. No limit.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you very much. Does anybody have any comments for Ann or questions?
Madam Chairman.
Yes,
Tom. In looking at this series, and I think, you know, we certainly have to come up with some different things, and we are, but... I got feedback on the medals that we just did with World War One, and a couple things there are that this is a little bit different, maybe slightly off the subject, but I'll come back around to the presidential ones here. A lot of the collectors didn't like the idea that they had to buy the coin with the medal for each unit of military, was one comment. The other comment was that it would have been great to have all of the units with the medal in a really nice packaging and so forth. If we're going to do the presidential theme and the presidential, yes, there's an audience, although I think it's still limited, even though it's silver. I think it's a good concept, but I think we need to sell the sizzle, and that's being the packaging. If you look at the World War One medals and coins done by, let's say, you know, and I always seem to bring up other mints, but the packaging for the military coins from Australia were phenomenal over the last several years. And so I would ask that we get away from the standard packaging that we're continuing to always use, and we're using it for nearly everything, and really make it make the series important if we're going to do the series. And we have to make the series important by marketing. And it's just a comment, but I think we're down this path of the same box, the same looking, everything for every coin, and we're not reaching out too much. So it's going to be tough enough to do a series of presidents, and it's good that the medals are wonderful, the bronze ones, so that we have great designs, but it's going to be up to you to figure out how to kick it up a notch, not just based on the silver. So just wanted to make that comment as it relates to, the past series that we just did of medals and going forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Tom. So do you envision an open board, sort of like an old Whitman coin album, but in maybe beautiful wood or something like that, with 45 slots?
I don't know that. That would be up to, I hate to say go look at some Franklin Mint stuff, but some of our best engravers were over there at the time in the 70s, and if anyone knew how to market and present, it was those guys. And, take a look at what's around there and try and be a little bit creative and, with all the presents, that'll be a heavy set of metals when you have all those together, you know. So it would have to be a couple books in a maybe slipcover or something like that. But I just don't think I would want to have them. I guess here's what I'm looking at is metals are more collector-based. A lot of the things when we do from the mint that are bullion-based, we're trying to appease the dealers and we're trying to appease the ease of them destroying all of our boxes. As the beautiful boxes of the Kennedys and the and some of these other ones that were out there, and then you see them 50 of them at a dealer's table when a show's over because they've ripped them all off and the mint spent X amount of dollars on them. It's kind of like okay. And I know that we've gone to where we're appeasing them and making the option not to have that, which is great. But from the collector's point of view, the collector wants those of us that are going to take it for what it is versus trying to get a 70 or 71. Who knows what it's going to go to eventually. But, I mean, this stuff that the Mint puts out should be perfect to begin with when it's such a limited number. And, I'm not going to – that's another debate, but – I think the collectors would rather have something that they're proud of to be able to show versus just the flip box with a metal in it and you bring out 40 of them or whatever it's going to end up being, 45, 40, whatever it is. So I would just, yes, to answer your question, it wouldn't necessarily, maybe it would be a wooden box with all of them. Maybe it would be two slipcase bookcase covers. Maybe it would be, I'm just saying that we're dealing with collectors now when you get into the metals more so than the mentality of a dealer.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Does anybody else have any thoughts on this? We will bring this up again because I'm sure some of our missing members will have a great deal to say about this.
This is Dennis, and I have just a quick comment. Following up on Tom's comments, if the U.S. Mint is not interested in getting into complex packaging issues, I can guarantee you that that's something that the private enterprise will jump into. There are a lot of companies, including Whitman, that would see this as an opportunity to serve the hobby community by creating folders and albums for this type of product. So I think the hobby community will be well served, whether it's the Mint or private producers that create those products.
Anyone else have any comments on that for Anne? Okay,
thank you. The second topic...
Excuse me. One more thing to follow up on Dennis there. One thing that would have been nice, like when you did the first day covers for all the state quarters, if you remember, you did the quarters in the first day. I looked high and low to try and find folders to put those things in, to have an album to be able to do that. And that, I guess that's what I'm leaning towards. It's a great series. Not too many people probably did collect it, but it's a great... great way to have collected the state quarters from the United States Mint. But when I went to try and get appropriate folders or whatever, they weren't available. So I think Dennis and I are on the same path there.
Okay. Thank you. So the second proposed program that Anne is also going to speak about is a military silver medals series covering the branches of the military. So Anne?
So... we are in the process of preparing a memo to get permission to do this. So we're at the very early stages. We don't yet have that authority. But what we're looking at is something for each of the branches to include the National Guard. We've got a little more research to do there to see if we're talking two medals for Army National Guard, and Air Force National Guard, or if it's one. We've got people working on that research to make that determination. But these would be... just for the branch, not date or anniversary specific, not battle specific, but to do something for every branch of the military. And again, that would be available into perpetuity. that would be available all the time. We don't currently have an Air Force medal because they haven't reached a bicentennial. And the other medals that we have that are about the branches are for bicentennials. And we've had a lot of comments about that. So we're looking at something that isn't based on a battle or a anniversary, but that all of the branches would have available for gifts, for mementos. In addition to the silver, we anticipate doing this small version of the bronze for the price point, because there are people who want that lower price point. And it's something that we have seen at our sales counters where a child wants to buy it for their parent. Mm-hmm. And we think that's important to have available. These wouldn't come out till at the earliest 2020, because again, we're still doing research. And then we would have to get into the design phase, because these would be new designs.
Would people be on these, or you don't know?
It's all open at this point. I would anticipate it not being so individual, so people-based, as something representative of the branch as a whole.
Okay, so is it a uniface medal? One side? Just one side?
No, it would be two sides. So different ideas that have been tossed around, maybe an emblem of the branches on one side.
The date they started, maybe?
Potentially a date they start.
So really quickly to make sure we have all the information, Ann mentioned estimating starting this in 2020 and being released over the course of maybe two, three years. Again, these are being proposed as being placed on the American Eagle silver planchettes. Mm-hmm. And certainly what and also offered in perpetuity, not date specific. Certainly things that we want to hear from the committee on. I'm sure Anne would like input, but the design team, when we work with the artists, we would like input about any guidance you would like the artists to consider should such a program be authorized. For example, when we did the World War I silver medals, there was a lot of talk about ensuring that the designs clearly differentiated themselves as medals apart from coins. So ensuring that a singular device was depicted, minimizing inscriptions, maximizing field. There was some conversation about finishes, whether or not medals should be done as proof each and every time, or whether we should be open to doing uncirculated or even other finishes. And I think we'd also be open to recommendations about considering if there should be common inscriptions. You know, should the branch name be on a particular side? Should we include the motto that each branch uses? Should the emblem from each branch be on a common side? That kind of thing. And these, again, would not, the idea is these would not have dates. These would not be dated, dates of issuance, and no mint marks. So we're eager to hear, I think, from both the marketing as well as the design side, any commentary from the CCAC about this concept.
Well, I'd like to say before Heidi and Jean say it, I'm sure, is that if you do have people on represented on the medals, that you consider the women that assisted in the various branches of service. So, did I say that all right, Heidi and Jean? Okay, so we have Daryl.
One other thing, Madam Chairman, on that. One thing that comes to medals is, you know, if it is going to be a common theme, then if you're going to have, you know, I think it's important to have the mottos of each, because that's what they represent and that's important to them. So if you're going to have a common theme or inscription, I think the motto of each division would be appropriate. Along with whatever depiction or design they have, but I think that's the only thing. When it comes to a medal, it's different than a coin. So, and the person looking at it, you know, you want to have the story told through the medal. It's unfortunate we can't even do them larger. They'd be really nice. But and the other thing that I thought was really good when you're thinking of the packaging is remember the Reagan, the Truman, and the Roosevelt sets that came out. I thought that kind of a packaging might be relevant for some of your some of the thoughts as it relates to the presidential dollar, the presidential medal series. That might be a way to bookcase it nicely. That is, you can get a lot of wording and writing in
all within the holder as well. And from another marketing, this is totally separate, but could we consider, it used to be in 2013, 14, 15, I could walk down and buy a congratulations set. And then when the marketing people of the television world got a hold of the 2016 celebration or, you know, congratulations set, all of a sudden it's extremely valuable and this and that because there's only 50,000, blah, blah, blah. And it really wasn't anything until someone decided to make a market of it, whether it's real or Memorex. But is there any way to think about, you know, I use those congratulations sets. I probably gave a lot of 16s out because I bought them for graduations or birthdays or whatever it might be. And with those sets, is there any way or any, could you give some thought to having just an unlimited mintage because all we're doing is making a certain group of marketing people wealthy in that world? Just a thought.
Thank you.
And I'm not against that, but I'm just against the fact that I can't go down there and get a set when I want it now.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other comments for Ann?
I have a question.
Okay.
This is Dennis. You mentioned these will focus on the military branches. So I'm assuming that's Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard. But what about military services like the Army Nurse Corps, the Ambulance Field Service, the Army Medical Corps? Would we be able to get that granular? I know that I heard some feedback from the World War One program that things like the Ambulance Field Service were not included.
So we're not anticipating that at this time. One of the things that we take into consideration when we're looking at medals, themes, and ideas is we don't want to veer into something that Congress could decide to make a commemorative coin out of. And those are things we can very easily see coming from that direction. So we're trying to be a little more generic for that reason. I agree with you, there's a lot of potential there. And as the person that manages the commemorative coins, I can see a lot of potential. But we have to be very careful not to step on Congress's toes with what they may do in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Jean.
Okay.
I would like to know how this piggybacks with our centennial of World War One, where we did the branches of the service, which, you know, is a beautiful, I think, a beautiful program, very, very positively done. And how does that sort of enhance this new program? How would that enhance our former program?
Because of the timing, I really don't believe that it will. The World War One Centennial Silver Dollar Coin and Medal Sets go on sale tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
with only 100,000 units available by the time these
across
come
all five
across
sets.
All five sets. Those medals will not be available in any way in the future,
okay.
So I don't see any piggyback at all.
And it, well,
okay.
I suppose from a collector's standpoint, the subject you have articulated for this future silver medals military series is really about focusing on the branch overall, not the branch and its role in a particular war,
exactly.
or a particular time period or battle.
Right.
It's the commemorating their whole
correct
armed forces.
We
yeah.
we want it to be about the branch as a whole, not in any time frame or specific battle or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So certainly if any of the members have things that they want us to share with the artist as they conceive these candidate designs for silver medals as opposed to coins, you know, we're ready to receive commentary. Otherwise, we will certainly mine the feedback we received when we developed the World War One designs and make sure that we carry forward. And as Madam Chair said, you know, if time allows, we can revisit this
yes.
as necessarily in March, perhaps at an admin meeting or have you, whatever availability.
that's
perfect. Okay, if there are no more questions, I'd like to call on Daryl Delaney, who's going to talk to us about the upcoming Platinum program.
Yes, good afternoon. Currently, for 2018 through 2020, we're doing the three-year Platinum Coin Series, the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, with the themes of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we will propose following this up with a five-year Platinum Coin Series based on a recommendation from a 2015 CCAC meeting. The theme of the series would be the five freedoms, First Amendment of the Constitution, and those five themes would be freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to peacefully assemble, freedom of the press, and freedom to petition the government for perceived grievances. The series will go from 2021 through 2025, and the coins would have a proof finish.
Okay, does anyone have any questions of Daryl?
And I would just like to add, again, from the design development standpoint, if there are any recommendations from the committee members, we would welcome them. Certainly we learned a lot from developing the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. Our goal would be to endeavor to have a single artist develop designs for all five. That doesn't mean the committees would have to recommend designs from a single artist, but at least that would give the committees options. And also, with this being a five-year program, if we start development sooner than later, and the committees see some of the five designs that they would like to recommend, but see maybe gaps in a couple of the other freedoms where maybe the artist could go back and do a little better, we might actually be able to incorporate another round to fill in those perceived gaps. So I just wanted to share that. If there's any feedback about the development process.
Do any of the members currently on the phone have any comments about that?
Madam Chairman, Tom Uram. I think it's a great series. I always think that the Platinum series is great, you know, coming up with some of the designs. I think there's a lot to work with there, and a couple of them are going to be challenging, but I think all in all, it's a great series. Once again, coming up with another thought, some of our best designs are on some of the Platinum coins. Have we ever thought of taking some of these and putting them on the state quarters or some of the others? Is that something that we can do, or is that a congressional thing that would have to happen? But some of, you know, we're reusing some designs. There's some great stories and great history in that Platinum series since its inception. So just a thought.
I mean, it would depend on what legislative authority we have for the quarters at any one time. Certainly, we have recycled designs in the past, and it's always a possibility.
You know, even on the half dollar, you know, it's not circulating. Maybe that's an option. But I think, mm-hmm. you know, we have some of our best designs, and we only make 3,000 of them or whatever it is, and majority of people never get to see it.
It's a valid point.
All right. Any other questions other than Tom? You all still there, I hope? Okay, I would like you to be there because the very next thing that we need to do in this meeting is to review and approve the 2017 annual report. Thank you, Daryl, for your presentation for the Platinum.
You're welcome, Eric.
Do we have any comments about the 2017 annual report? I hear no comments. Would someone like to make a motion to approve the 2017 annual report?
Tom, you're in.
Tom, okay. And anyone would like to second it?
Second, Robert Hogue.
Thank you, Robert. Any other discussion about that? Well, all right. I would like to...
You take a vote.
I would like to take a vote. I love DayQuil, you guys, but it doesn't love me back. I'd like to take a vote on the annual report. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed to the annual report? All right. If there's no further business before the committee, I would like to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Someone seconded? Thank you very, very much.
All in favor.
Hmm? I'm sorry, can't hear my deaf. All in favor of adjourning?
All my dogs are in favor.
Tom and the dogs, all in favor. Aye. Any opposed? One's nay. Okay. We're adjourned, and it is 4:10.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, so 35 minutes early.
Excellent.
Awesome.